Presentations entitled Modes of Engagement with National Landscapes, Practice and Perception of Exmoor National Park and Impact on the Local Tourism Economy, supervised by Dr. David Harvey, Dr. Robert Fish, Professor Michael Windsor, and Dan James, Sustainable Economy Officer for Exmoor National Park Authority, who are our partners on this project. Started work in October 2010, so I'm afraid I don't have any line data to present to you today. But I'll be giving you an outline of the context, research aims and methodology I'll be using for the next 18 months, 2 years. This project's about tourism in Exmoor National Park, and that's situated within the context of national park landscapes and ways that people engage and interact with them. Tourist practice on Exmoor has been shaped by historical processes like the history of the national park movement and history of tourism, which themselves led to the formation of national parks. These cultural processes have established patterns of activity in national park landscapes like walking, cycling, staying in youth hostels, or a combination of those activities, and that's what I'm referring to as modes of engagement with national landscapes. I see tourism on Exmoor as a local reproduction of established modes of engagement which relate to broader social and political processes. Within this context, I'm approaching a number of research questions posed by Exmoor National Park Authority which relate to indications that awareness of Exmoor as a national park is relatively high, as you can see here, just below the Lake District, Peak District in Snowdonia. However, in relative terms, visitor numbers are quite low when compared with other national parks. So the National Park Authority would like to understand why this is the case and whether there's any particular awarenesses or perceptions of Exmoor which could be responsible for this pattern. To put it another way, there's a high level of non-visitors to Exmoor, and be trying to understand how this market could be motivated to visit this national park. I've been exploring these questions through a number of academic literatures, as you can see, I've gone down lots of different paths, and I just wanted to introduce two insights from this literature review today. First, from tourist studies, which is kind of business orientated view and exploration of tourism. It suggests that there's two sorts of reasons why people visit or do not visit tourist sites. The first, concrete or practical reasons like transport, distance or price, and as you can see from Exmoor's location, this could be one of the reasons for low visitor numbers. The second sorts of reasons are intrinsic, terminal or abstract qualities, personal beliefs and social values, and there hasn't been any previous research into Exmoor visitors and their perceptions and awarenesses, and that's what I'll be exploring here. Second insights from human geography, which suggests that textual representations, both written language and images, shape tourist behaviour and practice and prepare places for certain sorts of tourism. Mediating texts like guidebooks clearly show where people go and what they do when they get there, but research also indicates that other sorts of texts like films, television programmes, mass media and social media also shape people's perceptions of place and tourist behaviours. This explains the first phase of my methodology, which is a study of Exmoor in texts, trying to understand how Exmoor is prepared both as a tourist place and a national landscape. Begin by studying online promotional texts, because 69% of the first-time visitors to Exmoor draw on these materials prior to their first visit, according to the Exmoor Visitor Survey 2010, and contextualise this with other representations from other texts. I'll be aiming to link representations of Exmoor to establish modes of engagement with national landscapes to understand what sorts of connections there are. The second phase is a fieldwork phase, studying more directly people's perceptions and practices, giving particular focus to mediated encounters with Exmoor, be conducting focus groups to understand and gain structured responses to representations of Exmoor, and ethnographic work at gateway towns like Minehead or Barnstaple, which receive large numbers of visitors, and all of which go on to Exmoor National Park itself. So, in summary, I'll be understanding tourist practice on Exmoor as a reproduction of established modes of engagement with national landscapes, examining visitor and non-visitor perceptions of Exmoor and how these relate to visitor behaviours, and generating recommendations for presentation of the park to visitors and potential visitors in collaboration with Exmoor National Park Authority.